This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Gyalsarin Jetson Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu. The state-of-the-art hospital has been built with the assistance of the Government of India. Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay was also present on the occasion. India will provide financial support of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Prime Minister Modi made the announcement in Thimphu yesterday on the first day of his two-day state visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi assured Bhutan's top leadership that India will stand by the Himalayan Kingdom in its quest for development and the unique bilateral ties would create avenues for greater cooperation in connectivity, infrastructure, trade and energy sectors. The two countries exchanged several MOUs and signed agreements in the fields of energy, trade, digital connectivity, space and agriculture and finalized the MOU on the establishment of rail links between the two nations. Informing about the Prime Minister's economic aid to Bhutan, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Kawatra said, the assistance also includes India's support to Bhutan's economic stimulus package. In Russia, over 60 people were killed and more than 145 injured when gunmen opened fire inside a popular concert hall near capital Moscow last night. Islamic State group ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack in a short statement in an ISIS-affiliated news agency on Telegram. However, the group did not provide evidence to support the claim. A large fire has engulfed the roof of the complex and Russian special forces have been deployed to the scene. After the attack, a SWAT team was called to the area and more than 70 ambulance teams and doctors were assisting the victims. Regional Governor Andrei Vorobyov said everything was being done to save the people. The United States said it is working to find out more about the situation and Ukraine has denied any involvement in the attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack in Moscow. In a social media post, he said, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims." Mr. Modi said, "India stands in solidarity with the government and the people of the Russian Federation in this hour of grief." Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal was sent to the Enforcement Directorate's custody till the 28th of March by the Rose Avenue Court in Delhi in connection with the excise policy case. The Enforcement Directorate ED said that the Aam Aadmi Party leader was directly involved in framing the now withdrawn liquor policy. The Delhi Chief Minister was produced before the court following his arrest by the ED on Thursday night. The arrest came hours after the Delhi High Court denied any interim protection from arrest to the Aam Aadmi Party chief in connection with the summons issued to him by the agency in the liquor policy linked money laundering case. Earlier in the day, Mr. Kejriwal withdrew his plea from the Supreme Court against the arrest by the ED in the case. It came hours after the Apex Court denied any relief to Bharat Rashtra Samiti or BRS leader K. Kavita. She was arrested in the same case last week. The Central Election Committee of the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP is scheduled to meet at the party headquarters in New Delhi today to give its nod to candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the meeting along with members of the committee and office bearers from the states. Today is the martyrdom day of Shaheed Azam Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev. They were hanged to death in 1931 in the Lahore conspiracy case. On the occasion, emotional tributes are being paid to these martyrs across the country, including Punjab. Several fairs are organized every year at the Samadhi Sthal of Martyrs. On these lines, special martyrdom functions are being organized at Bhagat Singh's native village, Khadkar Kala, in Shaheed Bhagat Singh Nagar district of Punjab, and National Martyrdom Memorial at Husainiwala in Firozpur district. And today, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Mohali at 3:30 p.m. while Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, defending IPL champions Chennai Super Kings beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets at the inaugural match of the 17th edition in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.